Remember now, we are fasting. You started fasting at 6 p.m. Tell your neighbor you are fasting. Tell them no media. So you got to get off your Facebook and off of all of your media. Your friend texts you. You text them. You get one text. You text them back and you say, leave me alone. I'm talking to Jesus. No media. And we want to spend time in prayer with the Lord. In fact, speaking of prayer, when we leave here tonight, we're all going to rush home and we're going to get on the prayer line. If you don't have that number, write it down, 641-715-0726. And then the code is 603-190. And we're going to get on the conference line and go to prayer for our service, our Easter service that is coming up this Sunday. And we sent out a little email this morning and just saying, you know, invite your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and your families, and it might even do you good to invite a few enemies and just bring them to the house of the Lord and see what God will do. So tonight we're going to be going home together. We're going to be joining in and praying for our Easter service. So if you're going to join in with Pastor, say amen. All right. We look forward to it, and God bless you. Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 9. I also want to mention that we are going to be, we have a baptism after service, and we're excited about that. And so please hang around for a little bit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're thankful for all that the Lord is doing. And then we baptized somebody on Sunday. I met her on the way in. I wasn't here. There she is right there. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord praise for a new baptism in Jesus' name. So excited about what God is doing. In fact, we've been talking about the passion of souls. Everybody say a passion for souls. Tell your neighbor you need a fresh passion for souls. We want to just be consumed in reaching the lost, touching those that are hurting, and showing the love of Jesus Christ and bringing hope to those who are, or to those who at least feel they are hopeless. But they are not hopeless if they are breathing, because if God can reach them and God can touch them, and He's going to do that through us. Can you say amen? He does that through man. God can reach them and touch them. Then they certainly have hope. In fact, the Bible tells us that God is the God of hope. The God of hope. Romans chapter 9, verse number 1. Paul the apostle speaking to the church of Rome. And he says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So Paul the Apostle is saying, what I am feeling, what is in me, the weight that is upon me comes through the Holy Ghost. It is witnessed in the Spirit of God. Verse number 2, that I have great heaviness. Paul says, I am telling you the truth, that I am weighed down. And he said, this isn't something that just comes upon me every once in a while. He said, it is continual sorrow in my heart. I am heavy with continual sorrow in my heart. Verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. We're going to read Romans chapter 10 and verse number 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Nobody can give us a greater living example than Paul the Apostle when it comes to having a passion and a burden and a desire. He goes as far as to say a great heaviness, a continual sorrow for the lost. Even though Paul the Apostle was sent to the Gentile nation, he still had a burden, a passion, a desire, a heaviness. He was overwhelmed to see Israel come to Christ, even to the point that he said, if I have to give my own life, if I have to sacrifice everything that I am and could be to see my people saved, I would do it. I would be an accursed for Christ. I would be willing to go through anything to see the lost saved. We've been talking about evangelism this year. And now we have made our way into the area that if the Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, if this assembly is going to be an evangelistic assembly that reaches for the lost, it has to start with me and with you as an individual. We cannot just depend on the church as a whole. We must be involved as an individual, as a person, as a child of God, as being born again. I must personally get involved. Let's put our Bibles down, if you will. I want us to talk to God for a moment that the Holy Ghost would speak to us tonight. About me, about you being personally involved in soul winning. God, we come to you. I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I am so thankful for all that you have done for me. I am thankful for your blessings in my life. I am thankful for your blessings on my family. Lord God, we come to you tonight and we say thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for touching us. But oh God, if we could just be a blessing to someone else. Lord, we pray tonight that we ourselves somehow, some way, God, that we as an individual could be consumed with a passion for the lost. Lord, that a burden like got a hold of Paul the Apostle, a heaviness would come upon us, a desire would come upon us, that no matter what we would have to sacrifice, no matter what we would have to give up, oh God, that we could be used in the kingdom. Lord, I want to be responsible for saving someone. I want to be responsible for someone coming to know you. God, I want to be a part of that. Lord, I want you to use this vessel. Do you feel that way tonight? Can you ask God that? Lord, use my vessel. Use my tongue. Use my mind. Use my hands. Use my feet. Let me be a carrier of the gospel. Let me be a vessel that you can use to reach the lost, that you can use to touch those that are downcast, trodden under, depressed. They feel hopeless. God, they feel lost. Use us, lead us, guide us, give us the words, give us the passion, give us the burden, God. Get a hold of our hearts. Come on, somebody help Pastor pray for a moment. Come on, let's pray for a moment. Holy Ghost, we call on you. Holy Ghost, we call on you. We need you to walk into this place tonight. We need you to arrest our minds, arrest our spirits, our hearts tonight. Captivate us, God. Speak to us, Holy Ghost. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our spirits. Break down, God, every wall. Tear down carnality. Rip out of us, God, anything that would hinder you from using us tonight. Take it out of our heart. Take it out of our spirit. Help us to focus, God, on what really matters, and that's reaching the lost. That's getting a hold of somebody for you. That's being used by you. Oh, God, we give you our vessels. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. We give you everything we are. We yield ourselves to you tonight. We give ourselves to you, God. We want to be used by you, Holy Ghost. Use us to reach the lost. If you feel that way, clap your hands to the Lord. Come on, let's give God praise. I can feel something trying to break in this place. God's trying to break through on us on a Wednesday night. He's trying to break through our hardened spirits. He's trying to break through our callous minds. He's trying to break through the layers of carnality. Come on, somebody. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch us tonight. We want to be used by you, God. We want to be a vessel, Lord, a vessel used by God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, come on. God can use you. Somebody shout, God can use me. Shout, God can use me. Shout it, God can use me. Turn to two or three people around you and tell them God can use you to reach a soul. Tell them God can use you to reach a soul. You can be used if you'll yield your body, yield your mind, yield your spirit. Let God have it. You can be used to reach a soul. Lord bless you. You can be seated. And thank you for being patient and standing so long tonight. But I just felt like the Lord wanted to minister to us and just kind of penetrate a little and get into our hearts and into our minds about what he wants to speak to us here this evening. We just came from the Dominican Republic, as I've mentioned earlier, the ministers' conference. I wish every one of you could be there. I wish you could see the hunger, the desire to be used by God, the willingness to sacrifice what little they have just to give it up, to go out into to a place, to a city that doesn't have a church, to go somewheres not knowing how they're going to eat or live, and to see God do miracle after miracle after miracle in their lives. You know, we had preached earlier to you and to myself, we had preached that the scripture and the word of the Lord, when Jesus says, if my word abides in you and you abide in me, you shall ask what it will, what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. But we found out that that verse is actually wrapped up in soul winning, that Jesus was talking about soul winning. And he was saying, if my word is in you, then when you go up to someone who's lost and you open your mouth, don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't fear what's going to come out of your mouth, because I'm going to fill it for you. What's he going to fill it with? Hot air? No, he's going to fill it with that word that's already in you. He said, if that word is in you and you are in me, I'll bring it back to your mind. It'll flow out of your mouth and it will not come back void. He said, and if this is the case, then you ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. But it was in the context of reaching the lost. Other scriptures that we read there in the context of reaching the lost, that God will move mountains, that he will straighten out the crooked pass, that he will raise up the valleys, whatever it takes, that God said that there's nothing that he will not do when it comes to reaching the lost. And if you and I want to experience mountain moving faith, then get busy reaching the lost. If you want to experience the most incredible miracles that you and I will ever see, then get busy reaching the lost, because that's where he's going to do it. That's where God performs, if you please. God's not here to entertain us. He doesn't do miracles to show off. He does miracles to reach the lost. He doesn't move mountains just to flex his arm and show his power. No, it's about reaching the lost. And when the church gets engaged, when we link up with the Heavenly Father, when we link up with him, as Jesus said, I am about my Father's business. When we link up with our God and going about doing his business, this church is going to see miracles like it has never seen in all of its years of existence. When we link up with God, finances are not going to be a problem. When we link up with God, miracles are not going to be a problem. God will give us favor with men. God will do whatever needs to be done in order to reach the lost. Oh, somebody help the preacher tonight. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Because if we really believe that, then we will get involved in reaching the lost. Oh, yes, I understand. We have to work. We have to do all these things. But you and I both know we waste a lot of time. We waste time really doing nothing or entertaining ourselves with things that will never amount to anything. I say, God, arrest us. Arrest our mind. Arrest our hearts. Get a hold of us. The next time we're idle, convict us. The next time we're doing something that's a waste of time, convict us. Remind us there is a world that is lost and dying. There is a world that is hungry. There are people that are hurting. There are outcasts. They are lonely. They desire fellowship. They desire their God. And the only one that can bring their God to them is me and you. Somebody cry out, God, convict me the next time I'm wasting time. Say it again, God, convict me the next time I'm wasting your time. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Paul said, I have great sorrow, continual grief in my heart. The heart of Paul is laid bare in chapter 9. He talks about sorrow and grief. That word sorrow there comes from the word lupi. That often refers to grief and sorrow as losing a loved one. Paul the apostle was saying, seeing my brothers and sisters die without Christ, it's like losing my own flesh and blood. I'm here to tell us tonight that we can get in a place with Jesus Christ that the passion and the burden of the loss so grips us, that it has the same force and the same focus as though we were trying to reach our own sister or our own brother. And that when we see them suffer, it's like seeing our own brother suffer or our own kin suffer. Oh God, get a hold of us. That's the sorrow that Paul is talking about. You say, well, that's Paul the Apostle. That's Paul the Apostle. You know, he was given that from God. Yes, he was. And he told us where it came from. It came from the Holy Ghost. I promise you and I tonight that the Spirit of God is going to and fro, looking, searching, wanting to find just one. How do you know that? Because the Bible gives us the example. God says, go to the kings, go to the princes, invite them to my supper. But they all had their excuses. And so the master of the house said, well then, go out into the highways, go out into the byways, and invite whosoever will, that my house may be filled. And still the Bible says his house was not filled. And so the master said, go into the bushes and beat the bushes, find the poorest of the poor, find the outcast, find the undone, find those that everybody hates, because God says, I love them, I died for them, go find them and bring them to me. I'm telling you, friend, I think what you and I need to do is pray through. Tell your neighbor, you need to pray through. I can tell, because if I was preaching this message in Santo Domingo, they had the hog time. They had the hog time. And I preach the same there. I preach here. I don't change. I only know one style. I'm doing it. And you got to tie them up with ropes and put them in their seats and say, shut up and sit down. God's got something to say. Would you listen for a moment? And then I come back to blessed America, and I got to beg a praise out of you. I got to beg a tear from you. I got to beg a move of God from you. I know I'm pastoring right now. My Wednesday night crowd, the cream of the crop, I have to be your cheerleader. I have to lead you into worship. I have to pump you. I have to prime you. I have to push you. And then I've got to preach my guts out to you, hoping you just might wink for Jesus before the message is over. I'm telling you, you and I need to pray through. Because when you get full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have a hunger for souls. You're going to have a desire to reach the lost. You're not going to have time to get all caught up in all other kinds of junk. You're going to be consumed about God, about His kingdom, about His business. Come on, let's clap to the Lord. I feel a grieving of the Holy Ghost. Somebody worship. Let's stand to our feet right now and worship God for a moment. Will you do that? Will you praise God for a moment? Come on. Come on, break through your flesh. I know it's Wednesday night, but God wants to talk to us. God wants to bless us tonight. Oh God, we need you. We love and praise you. We adore you, God. Have mercy upon us, Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Lord. We are sinners. We are undone. We are unrighteous. Forgive us, God. You saved us. You brought us out. You redeemed us. Help us, God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost tonight. Let us be filled with the power of God. Let us be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Renew us, Lord. Renew us in your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I know I'm fussing, but I'm in the same boat. I'm not up here being self-righteous. I'm just as bad as you are. I'm just as caught up in everything as you are. I'm just as distracted as you are. It's just as hard to get to move me in the Holy Ghost as it is to move you. So this isn't me pointing fingers at you. This is your pastor saying, we need God to touch us. We need to pray through all over again. Because if God's power and God's spirit will truly consume us, I'm telling you, the only thing that'll be on our mind is the kingdom of God and reaching the lost. Paul woke up with such a sorrow in his heart and a sorrow in his spirit. He said, when I see the loss of Israel, it's like losing my own brother. He used that word grief there from the word udan or odan. It means a consuming grief. He wasn't just feeling grief. He was consumed with it. You know how it is when something consumes you. You wake up with it on your mind. You go out through the day and every idle moment you have, you think about it. You lay your head down at night on the pillow and it consumes your thinking. And you toss and turn and you can't go to sleep trying to figure out whatever it might be. A financial situation, a situation with your family. It might be health. It might be something going on the job. It could be a lot of things. This is the kind of consuming grief that Paul the apostle was talking about. He said, when my eyes open up in the morning, I'm consumed with reaching the lost. Everywhere as I go during the day, I'm consumed with it. When I sit down to eat lunch, it consumes me. When I lay down upon my bed at night, it consumes me. I think about it all the time. I gotta reach somebody tomorrow. I've gotta tell somebody about Jesus tomorrow. I've gotta bring hope to the hopeless. I've gotta bring help to the helpless. I've gotta bring healing to the sick. I've gotta bring deliverance to the bondage. He said, I wake up and it consumes me. I got a challenge for you. When you lay your head down on your bed tonight and something else has occupied your mind, just push it out of your mind and start thinking about saving a soul. Start thinking about how you're going to witness to them. Start thinking about how you're going to approach them. Let that begin to consume your thinking. Let it get a hold, because if it get a hold of your mind, it'll eventually get a hold of your heart. And if it gets a hold of your heart, it'll get a hold of your body. And the next thing you know, everywhere you go, you'll be talking about your Lord. You'll be reaching, looking, searching, desiring, hungered to reach the lost. There's a reason why brand new converts seem to be the ones. Not all the time. We definitely have exceptions in this church. We have people live for God for years in this church that are always bringing people to the house of God. But for the most part, it's the ones that have just prayed through. Why? Because they are so freshly filled with God's power. And they are so close to the experience that it's like it's the only thing they can talk about. You know how it is. You buy a new car. A friend comes over. You can't even get in the house till you take them by the hand and bring them to your new car. Why? Because it's fresh, it's new, it's alive, it's in your mind. Oh God, renew us. What did the Bible say? Renew our minds. How often do we do that? My, daily. Renew your minds daily. Every day you get up, renew your mind in what? Renew your mind in Him. Let this mind which was in Christ also be in you. Renew your mind in Him. Renew your mind in the Word of God. You say, well, Pastor, you know, I've tried and I stay with it for a little while, but then, you know, I just have a way of kind of going back to the old way. I understand that. I do the same thing. But I have learned that if you'll start real small, I mean just tiny, 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 and if every day you'll just bite off a little bit more and just start out with just reading a little bit of the Word and a little bit of prayer and just each day a little more. Because if I can get you reading God's Word and I can get you praying, I don't have to worry about you being a soul winner. If I can get you praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost speaks through you and that heavenly language flows out of you, I don't have to worry about us being soul winners. Because when the Spirit gets inside of you, Paul said, this sorrow I'm talking about, this grief that consumes me that I'm talking about, he said, this comes from the Holy Ghost. It is my witness of what is taking place inside of my life. The intensity of this pain and sorrow is indicated in the verse number 2 when he says, when he uses two words, he says, it is great sorrow and it is continual grief. It is great sorrow and it is continual grief. God consume us with a great passion. Consume us with a great desire and let it be continual in our life. Let us never lay it down because you never know, you never know, you never know, you never know when the one that God needs you to touch, the one that God needs you to reach, could be the moment you lay down your passion for some other reason and they walk right by you and you don't give them the time of day. You say, well, God will stop them. No, God put us there to stop them. God put us there to go to them. God put us here to reach out to them. My sister was baptized on Sunday. Did you just stumble into this or did somebody come to you? What you knew was right in your heart, but someone came to you. Where's my sister being baptized tonight? All the way in the back. Did you just... Amen. Jesus' name. Did you just stumble into this or did someone come to you? You stumbled into this. I love it when I'm contradicted. Didn't someone teach you a Bible study? Who did that? Two people in the house? From here? From the past that taught you Bible studies? So actually, you didn't stumble into it. Somebody taught you a Bible study. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Because nobody stumbles into this. Somebody came to you. Somebody nudged you. Listen, there's not a person in this building that you woke up one day and received the knowledge of God from Him into you. It does not work that way. God sent a man. God sent a woman. You heard a message, whether it was on the radio, whether it was on the television, whether it was someone in person. Some man, some woman put a seed in your heart. The knowledge of God did not arbitrarily come to you. It was brought to you by a man, brought to me by a woman or a man. Oh my God, have mercy. Nobody on this planet is going to be saved without a man. How can they go if they're not sent? How can they hear if they don't hear without a preacher. God said they cannot. They cannot. God said they cannot hear without a preacher. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you are a preacher.
That's right.
He thought the little guy up here with the mic was the only preacher in the house. No, he's just the loudest one right now. But we are all preachers. Anyone that has the word of God in you, when you open up your mouth, you are prophesying. That's what prophesying is. It's preaching. When you open up your mouth, you are prophesying the word of God flowing out of you. That makes you a preacher. And the word of God says man cannot hear without a preacher. I want you to say with me, they will be lost if I do not tell them. Say it again. They will be lost if I do not tell them. I know this is a strong word, but it's something that needs to get a hold of us. It's what consumed Apostle Paul. That's why he had the great sorrow and the continual grief. That's why it was the kind of sorrow as though his own brother was dying. It was the kind of grief that would never stop, because Paul the apostle had that burden and that weight upon his shoulders that if I don't tell them, they will be lost. The only way they can hear it is if it comes from a preacher. Somebody's got to open up their mouth. Somebody's got to speak the word. Somebody's got to plant the seed. Somebody's got to till the ground. Somebody's got to give the water. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make it happen. Someone's got to do it. And that somebody is us. Our burden for loss, and I'm gonna bring this to a close. We'll have to continue, the Lord willing, later. But our burden for lost souls will express itself in self-sacrifice. Everybody say self-sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, that's when you sacrifice. No, I want them to understand you mean them. Look at him again and say, that's when you. No, you point at me. You. Tell him, you. You sacrifice. Tell him again, you sacrifice. Jim, I'm talking to you. You call me Dan tonight for 3 minutes. Jim, you must sacrifice. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Paul the apostle said, I would allow myself to be a curse if that's what it takes to reach the lost. God, whatever is necessary. Paul the apostle was the epitome of let that mind which was in Christ, let it also be in you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thy will. What is Jesus saying? I'm willing to die if it'll save someone. I'll give my life if it'll save someone. That's what Paul the apostle was talking about. That's the mind of Christ that we've got to get at any cost, at any time, at anywhere, in any method. The mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. I'll be accursed, I'll die, crucify me, whatever you've got to do, do it, but I must reach the lost. That's what Paul's saying here. He said, let me be accursed. He said, I wish this could happen. And of course, this wish was a word am I looking for? Hypothetical type of a situation. Paul said, I could wish. That is the imperfect tense, what English calls the imperfect tense. It refers to the ongoing past action. When Paul said that I might be accursed for Christ, when Paul said that I could wish, what he was saying is, it is my desire, and if it needs to be, that everything I have already suffered and everything that I am suffering right now, that if this is what must continue, then let it be. Now listen, it is only those kind of men that God can say to, Paul, don't fear your life. I've got many people in that city. Now, Paul, you're going to suffer, and you're going to suffer great. It started out that way, it played out that way, and it ended that way. And Paul said, I was in peril of my countrymen. I was in peril of the sea. I was in peril of robbers. I fasted. I did all these things. I went through all these troubles on a ship, 21 days and a night, in jail, stocks and bonds. But Paul said, that's how it started. That's how it is now. And if it continues that way, it's all right. I must reach a soul. Oh, clap your hands to the Lord. Let's give him praise for a moment. Somebody praise him. Yeah. He said, I could wish an ongoing past action. And Ananias came to him. God told Ananias, go pray for Paul. Heal his eyes. And tell him he will suffer many things for me. And so Paul the apostle said, it's with great sorrow. It is with continual grief that I pray for my brothers and sisters, that I reach the loss with everything that's in me. I'm closing. 3 more minutes. I'll be down at 8:15. I want you to hear what I'm about to say. Because until you and I do this, we will never be soul winners. Only selfless people are effective soul winners. Because effective soul winners always belongs to God. Your time is never your time. Your things are never your things. Am I talking to us? Your ways are never your ways. Your time is God's time. If you're a soul winner, you have learned your time is God's time. And you could be right in the middle of something that you have been waiting to do for months and months and months, and this is the only moment it could possibly happen. And I guarantee you that's when God will bring that soul to you. Because if I can be blunt, God don't give a flip about that other thing that's going to die with the dust of time. But he gave his life for that soul. And I'm going to tell you, as Christians, you and I will never be happy until we're soul winners. It's the nature of God. And if God is in you, you will never be fulfilled until you are soul winner. That's why we're so miserable. You know what miserable people do? They eat one another. Yeah. Always bickering and fighting. You're just miserable. Because you're not a soul winner. I didn't say you wasn't working for the kingdom. I said you wasn't winning souls. Remember, I done preached that, right? You can get so busy working for God that you're not doing nothing for him. Miserable. You'll never be happier. Jim, you remember we was teaching that Bible study, your buddy and his wife? You were a jolly fat fella then. I mean, you were so happy. I love you, buddy. We'd come in there, we just had a great time. There wasn't a moment more happy than we sitting around that table talking about Jesus, teaching that Bible study. I'm trying to tell you the only thing that will bring true joy, lasting joy out of your life is when you put your time and your energies into reaching the lost. Let's stand. God's good, isn't he? What a message tonight. What a word from God. What a word from God. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We love you. We praise you. We love you. We praise you. We adore you, Jesus. I think if we're willing to admit it, let's come down to the front and we're going to pray a couple of minutes. That's it, just a couple of minutes and we'll be done. And my sister being baptized, is Brother Whittingham here tonight? Brother Whittingham, would you and your wife lead this precious sister, get her ready to be baptized? I think if you and I are willing to admit it, that our greatest obstacle is that we're selfish. I have met some selfless people. I've met a few. I certainly don't see one when I look in the mirror. I can tell you that right now. Our greatest obstacle is self. When self is the very thing that must be taken out of the way, not my will, but thy will be done. Not self, but you, God. Not me, but you, God. But if I go your way, God, it's going to take cost a lot of pain, a lot of trouble. Oh. Yeah, but the resurrection's coming. The resurrection's coming. I know it's not an easy walk for you and I. When you're a soul winner, when you're reaching for souls, that's when you go into spiritual warfare. Remember, we preached on that a while back. When you begin to reach for souls, you enter into spiritual warfare, and there's all kinds of difficulties and all kinds of troubles and all of these things that are going on and all of these things that are happening. But I'm telling you, a resurrection's coming. If you'll just keep reaching for souls, God is not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. The willingness to deny ourselves, our pleasures, to give up our personal time, our personal finances in order to reach a soul, to interrupt our schedule, lay aside personal time, to give it to someone else in order to teach them about Jesus Christ or help them grow in Him. This is what Paul the Apostle is talking about. And he said, whatever it takes, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. I'll be a curse for you, God. Whatever pain, whatever suffering, whatever I have to go through, whatever I have to lay aside, I want to be a soul winner because it's going to be the only place I'm going to find true happiness, true love in you, true relationship with you. Let's begin to pray right now. Just begin to talk to God about being a soul winner. Talk to God about laying self aside right now. Let's do that together. Let's do that. Father, we love you. We love you, God. We come to you. Oh, Lord, thank you for speaking to us tonight. Thank you for stirring us up, God. Thank you for stirring us up, Lord. Help us to turn our homes into sanctuaries. Help us to turn our homes into places for Bible studies. So, oh, God, help us to give our time to you, Lord. Help us to give our time to you. Help us to fall in love with the things of the kingdom. Help us to fall in love with things of the kingdom and not things of this world. I want to fall in love with you all over again, Jesus. I want to be your servant all over again. I want to be your servant, Lord. I want to be your servant all over again. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, God. Renew me in your spirit. Renew me in the Holy Ghost, God. Renew me in the Holy Ghost. Renew me in the Holy Ghost, God. I love you. I praise you. I love you. I praise you. I adore you, Father. I adore you. I adore you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Talk to us, Lord. When we begin to be idle in our time, convict us. Convict us, God. Convict us, Lord. Oh, Father, help us to spend our time working for you, doing the work of God. Reaching, Lord. Reaching, Lord. Reaching out, God. Reaching out, Lord. Touching the lost, touching the hurting. Deal with our hearts, deal with our minds, deal with our spirits. Father, we need you to work upon us right now. We need you to work upon us right now, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We love you. We praise you. Oh, that we would learn to lay ourselves down, God, that we would not be so selfish. Hallelujah. Oh, let this mind that was in Christ, let it be inside of us. Let us be like Paul the Apostle. Oh, God, if I must be a curse, let me be a curse for Christ's sake. Whatever it takes, oh, God, whatever I've got to suffer. Every day I'm renewed. Every day I'm renewed. Every day I'm renewed. I renew my mind. I renew my mind every day. I put on the mind of Christ. Every day I put on the mind of Christ. Every day I put on the mind of Christ. And I must be about my Father's business. You do know what the only prayer request Jesus ever made was, right? The only prayer request he ever made is he said, pray that the Father sends laborers into the field. Pray that the Father sends laborers into the field. Why? Because they can't hear without a preacher. 12 disciples went into a city, and the only thing they came back with was a lunch. One little woman preacher who had been impacted by God went into the same city and came back with the whole city. Why? Because when they heard, they came. When they heard, they came. But they can't hear without a preacher. It takes you and me. It takes us. We must open our mouths. We must open our mouths. Because they cannot hear without a preacher. Sin laborers. The world is lost. Sin laborers. Send us, God. I pray, Lord, get a hold of every one of us in this building. Change our thinking. Touch our hearts. Consume us. Let it be a continual grief. Let it be a great sorrow for the loss. Oh, God. Jesus. My. Just a moment longer. My. Oh, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. He's in this place. Oh, God. Help us not to be intimidated. Help us not to be embarrassed. Help us not to be ashamed. I want to leave you with this. Moses was never afraid of Pharaoh. Moses never feared to go before Pharaoh. Moses was afraid of himself. Lord, he won't hear me. The people won't listen. I don't have the abilities. And God's response was, Moses, who made man's mouth? Would I send you somewheres that I would not equip you to do the job? Put your hand in your bosom, Moses. Throw the rod down, Moses. You think I'm going to send you somewhere that I'm not going to equip you to get the job done? You and me need to get over ourselves. We need to get over ourselves. Either get over yourself as being too prideful or get over yourself as being too humble in a bad way. My Lord, reach over, get your neighbor's hand. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for ministering to us. I thank you for the brothers and sisters that are here tonight. I thank you for the men and women of God. I thank you for this church, Lord. I thank you for this church. Oh, Lord, send out your warriors tonight. Send us out, God. Send us out, Lord. Help us, God. Help us. Help us to do what you called us to do. Help us open up our mouths. Give us the power. Give us the strength. Give us the anointing. Hallelujah. 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 Give us the courage, God. Give us the courage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Send laborers. 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 Send laborers, God. Send laborers, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give him praise. I love you, Father. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. As you walk out that door tonight, when you step through the door, I want you to say out loud, and God sends laborers into the field. When you walk through that door, that's what you say out loud. I'm going to hear you say it. And if you're near someone and they walk through the door and don't say it, ask them to come back in and say, now we're going to say it together. And God sends laborers. I love you. You're the greatest people on the earth. God bless you. Let's go win souls. Let's go win souls. They can't come if they don't hear. We're baptizing. Stephanie, we're baptizing Sister Stephanie. Let's make our way out towards my left, your right.